Now remember that. It'll help your faith. Here's something else to remember. We need to reaffirm God's power to bring good out of evil. God's goodness doesn't erase the unfairness of life, but it can transcend unfairness for the person of faith. Faith believes God can bring blessings even out of injustice. Didn't God prove that at the cross? Was there ever a more unjust moment in the history of the world when the only person who ever lived and never hurt anybody was murdered? But God brought good out of Calvary. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. Now think about it real hard. My guess is the next time you start to say life is unfair and it's supposed to be fair, you ought to step back and look back at your track record. And I'll bet you can think of a time where something ugly came to your life and God brought something good out of it. I'll give you some personal examples. Right out of my family. I got a nephew that has cystic fibrosis. Now what is fair about a little kid being born with a terminal disease? What kid deserves that kind of life? There's nothing fair about cystic fibrosis. And there's nothing fair about what it does to your family. It's hard to get into a good school system because you're in the hospital so much. It's hard for the dad to pursue career opportunities or to start his own business because you can't leave a job where you have hospitalization and just go do what you want when you've got a kid with cystic fibrosis. That's one reason why 90% of the marriages of CF kids wind up in divorce. There's nothing fair about what my nephew and what my brother and sister-in-law have gone through. But I'll tell you this, you'll be hard-pressed to find four kids that honor their parents or love God more than my nephews and nieces. They're active in their church. They have a strong faith. They've built a strong marriage. And there's been nothing about it that's fair. But it's been good. I didn't think it was fair when my wife and I first married for 5 years. We tried to have children and we couldn't. Spent thousands of dollars, saw lots of doctors, had surgeries. You know what's hard? It's hard to sit in a doctor's office and have a lady run up who just had a pregnancy test and the nurse say, "Yes, you're pregnant," and have her curse because she doesn't want a baby. And you'd give anything to have a baby. Now, what's fair about that? But I'd give every single thing I own for the three kids I have now. I'm not saying it's been fair, but it's been good. I don't think it's fair my mother has cancer. I'm biased, but I think my mother's one of the best people you could ever know. She has lived a godly and God-honoring life. She's raised two boys to love the Lord. She's worked hard. She was looking forward to her retirement where she could travel with my dad, work for her church, and see her grandkids. Now she's just trying to stay alive. I don't think there's anything fair about that. But in the last year, I've seen all the people she's influenced grow closer to God. I've seen her faith witness to hundreds of others. I've seen her family rally around her. I don't think it's fair, but it's been good. And the Bible says that's the kind of God that we have. Listen, folks, in the school of life, there's no such thing as pain-free learning. God uses our wounds. He uses our wounds to draw us to Christ. Some of you today are saved. You're Christians because of a wound in your life that drove you to your knees and caused you to seek God. And God uses our wounds to shape our character. And some of you could say today, it was a tragedy in my life that got me serious about my relationship to God and got me out of my spiritual mediocrity.